May the words that I speak and the thoughts in our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In the Gospel reading, Jesus is with his friends in the upper room, and he talks to them about having to leave them. They're very sad and really anxious at the thought of living without their good and wise friend with them, there in person. Jesus had always been able to sort out their fears, cheer them up, get them to make up after arguments, and point out the right things to do. How on earth would they be able to cope without him? How would they be brave enough to tell other people about him when they knew that that would put their lives in danger? At this time, Jesus also gave them a promise. The disciples were not going to be left like orphans to manage on their own. Somehow God would be with them in a real and personal way, even though they could not see him physically. Because of this, they should not let their hearts be troubled or afraid. Jesus then introduced them to the idea of God's personal involvement through the power of the Holy Spirit. What Jesus wanted his friends to know was that although they would not be there physically, would not be with them physically forever, they would still have a personal guide with them all of the time. As we journey through life, God's Holy Spirit is with us to teach us and help us to understand things, to guide us and help us through the dangerous parts of life, so that we are not left alone, but working in partnership with him. We can get just one idea of how this worked out from the passage read at our first reading. Sometimes Paul and his friends, during their travels, telling people about the God of love, were stopped by the Spirit from going where they planned, but then led them straight to another place. There, a group of people were ready and waiting to hear the good news and to become Christians. We hear about this and other occasions in the Acts of the Apostles. All over the world and in every century, God the Holy Spirit is there, guiding people to understand his will and open doors to nudge them in the right direction. There is an urgency about outreach. And whenever we pray, "Thy kingdom come," in the Lord's Prayer, we voice our longing for this vision to be accomplished. Yet there is still so much to do, so many lives to touch, and each of us has only one lifetime. Sometimes we have plans, both as individuals and as a church, and we seem to be blocked all the time from bringing them to fruition. It may be that in these blockings, God is allowing us time for a better plan to emerge and become possible. It's very important that praying Christians of all ages know and realize this. God will make it quite clear if there is a particular course of action that needs to be taken. But we are always left free to take the advice or to ignore it. The Spirit leads, but never shoves. However, He does make it possible for the needs of other people to be drawn together with those who can help. And as a result, amazing things happen. Dare we waste any more of our lives with our own priorities? Amen.